Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avram Kron. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur is on Zevachim Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara in the beginning of the Daf brings the drasha of Yeuchar Davar that says that the Karban Pesach is brought on Yud Dalid Nisan after the Tamid Shalbein Harabayim. Because Yeuchar Davar Shenemar Boi Bo'erev U'Bein Harabayim, which is the Karban Pesach, L'Davar Shaloi Nemar Boi Ela Bein Harabayim Bilvad, which is the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harabayim. In the din of Yeuchar Davar, we find the great chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Hey, where he says that Yeuchar Davar doesn't teach us that in actuality the Karban Pesach has to be brought after the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harabayim. All it is telling us is about the Zman of the Shechita of the Karban Pesach. Both the Karban Pesach and the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harabayim are supposed to be brought in the afternoon, after Chatzos, so the Drosh of Yeuchar Davar says that the Zman of the Shechita's Karban Pesach starts a little bit later than the Zman of the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harabayim. But it doesn't tell you, in actuality, that the Karban Tamid has to be shechted before the Karban Pesach. The only reason that the Karban Tamid L'maisa is shechted before the Karban Pesach is because of the Mishnah later on Daf Pei Tes Amid Aleph that says, Kol HaTadir Mechaveiroi Koidem Es Chaveiroi. We have the Klal of Tadir Kaidim. And the Karban Tamid, of course, is Tadir. It's brought every day. And the Karban Pesach is only once a year. So that's the only reason that the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harabayim is actually brought before the Karban Pesach. But the drasha of Yeuchar Davar does not tell us which Karban should be brought first. It's just discussing the Hascholas Hazman of the Hakrava of that Karban. Based on this, says the Minchas Chinuch HaChiddush, let's say that Tzibur was unable to bring the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harabayim. It happened sometimes that they couldn't find an animal that was inspected and found to be kosher to be brought for the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harabayim. So on that day, they would not bring the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harabayim. So let's say that would happen one year on Erev Pesach. So they wouldn't have the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harabayim on that year. Says the Minchas Chinuch, still the Karban Pesach should not be shechted right away after Chatzos in the Tchilas Hazman. Because the din of Yeuchar Davar teaches us that the Zman of Hakravas Karban Pesach starts after the Zman of Hakravas Tamid Shalbein Harabayim. And therefore, however much time it takes to shech the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harabayim, the Karban Pesach starts that much time after Chatzos. Memela, according to the simple pshat that the drasha is telling us that the Karban Pesach is brought after the Tamid Shalbein Harabayim, so if there is no Karban Tamid Shalbein Harabayim to be brought, the Karban Pesach could be brought immediately. The drasha didn't tell us anything about the Zman of the Hakravas HaPesach. It could be brought immediately after Chatzos. Whereas according to the Minchas Chinuch, that the drasha is telling us that the Zman Hakravas Pesach starts after the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harabayim, so usually there is no nafkamina because the Karban Tamid is brought first with the din of Tadir Kaidim. But if there is no Karban Tamid that's brought that day, then the Drasha teaches us not to bring the Karban Pesach right away after Chatzos, but to wait the amount of time that it would normally take to bring the Karban Tamid, and that much time after Chatzos is when you could bring the Karban Pesach. Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri and Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid, argues vehemently on this Minchas Chinuch and says that if the truth is that the drasha is not telling us that the Karban Pesach is brought after the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harabayim, it's just telling you that the Haschalas Hazman HaPesach is only as much time as it takes to bring the Karban Tamid, that much time after Chatzos. So if that's the case, then what taka is our heter to bring the Karban Pesach after the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harabayim? We've mentioned that there's an asei da hashlama, an iser, to bring any Karban after the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harabayim. That's darshened in Psachim daf nun ches amid aleph and nun tes amid beis, aleha hashleim kol hakabonis kulam. The only exception to that is the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach. And why is that an exception? Because of the drasha of Yeuchar Davar. But if the drasha of Yeuchar Davar doesn't tell us specifically to bring the Karban Pesach la'achar ha-tamid, it just tells us the Haskolas Hazman of the Akravas Pesach is after the Haskolas Hazman of the Karban Tamid, so let's delay in bringing the Karban Tamid every year on Yud Dalid Nisan, will delay in bringing the Tamid in order that the Karban Pesach should be brought before the Tamid in actuality. Like this, we won't be over on the Aseh da Hashlama. Bishlama, if the Drasha is telling us beferish that Pesach comes after Tamid, like the Pashup Shat, so then the Drasha is telling us that Erev Pesach is an exception, that then the Karban Pesach is brought after the Tamid. But if there is no Drasha telling us that in actuality the Pesach is brought la'achar ha-Tamid, it's just telling us about the Zman Haschala for the Hakrav HaKarban, so then why taka do we bring the Karban Pesach after the Tamid? Delay the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim in order to avoid being over the Aseh da Hashlama. Therefore, says Rav Shach, it's pashir ubarur, ve'ein safik bazeh klal. There's no safik at all that the pshat in the drasha is not like the Minchas Chinuch, rather that the Torah is telling us to bring the Karban Pesach in actuality after the Karban Tamid Shalbeinu Arbayim. The Minchas Chinuch says that according to his Yesoid, you can answer a kasha that the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Yud Zayin asks on a Gemara later on Daf Tzadi Aleph, Ayin Shom in the piece of the Minchas Chinuch, but it's clear from the question of the Shagas Aryeh that the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Yud Zayin assumes like Rav Shach that the Drasha is telling us Kipshutoi that the Karban Pesach should be brought La'achar Tamid Shalbeinu Arbayim B'Poyel. And the Aram Chalava and Psachim Daf Hei Amir Aleph Dibur Hamaschil Lois Sishchat is Mavur L'Chayr like Rav Shach as well, because he says that the Drosh of Yeuchar Davar tells us that L'Maisa the Karban Pesach is brought after the Karban Tamid Shalbeinu Arbayim. The Zman Shchitas Pesach Mitchilas Shevahu, really the Zman of the Shchitas Pesach is right away after Chatzois Ela the Tamid Ma'akvoy, but just the Hakrovas HaTamid L'Maisa is Ma'akevit, because the Karban Pesach has to be brought after the Karban Tamid. It's Mashmak in the Maram Chalava that he assumed like the Pashup Shat and not like the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. Rav Shach in that piece in the Avi Ezri says that there's L'Choyra Araya to his Pshat, not like the Minchas Chinuch's Pshat, from the Shak Levitaria in our Gemara. Because our Gemara says that according to Ben Beseira, if the truth is that you could bring the Karban Pesach Bein Shnei Aravim even in the morning of Yud Dalad Nisan, so how is it possible that you bring the Karban Tamid first once it reaches the afternoon? Do we ever have such a thing that the Zman of the Karban Pesach comes first? To Ilu Shachet Le Mitzafra, that is its Zman. V'chimati Bein Harbayim Amrit Yuchar Davar. And the Gemara answers that we find a dogma to this from Mincha and Musaf, that the Zman of Musaf actually starts before Mincha, but once it reaches the Zman Mincha, then you're supposed to go and daven Mincha first because of the klal of Tadir V'sheinoi Tadir Tadir Kaidim. Says Rav Shach, we see from the Shak Levitaria of the Gemara that we're discussing when we actually bring the Karban Pesach. Is it before the Tamid or is it after the Tamid? And that's why the Gemara has a kasha, that if the Zman of the Karban Pesach is from the morning, how could it be that when we reach the Zman of the Bein Arbayim in the afternoon, you bring the Karban Tamid first? Where do you ever have such a thing? And the Gemara brings a dogma that you daven Mincha before Musaf if it reached the time. That's all lagabi davening Mincha in actuality before Musaf. But the Gemara's mashma that we're not discussing the time of the Haschalas Zman of the Hakrava of the Karban Pesach. When are you eligible to bring the Karban Pesach? And once it reaches the afternoon. It's Masha that we're talking about when you bring the Karban Pesach in actuality. And the Drasha of Yeuchar Davar tells us that you bring it Lamaisa after the Karban Tamid. And that's what the Gemara has a problem with. To say that the Zman starts before the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim. You could even bring it in the morning. And then once the Zman of the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim comes, in actuality we push off the Pesach. That's what the Gemara found Shver. And that's where we find the dogma from Mincha, that in actuality you daven Mincha before Musaf, even though the Zman of Musaf really started from the morning. So Zakrav Shach, you see a raya from this Gemara that we're discussing the actual Hakrovas HaKarban Pesach, that it's brought after the Tamid Shalbein Harbayim. The Minchas Chinuch, after he says his Chiddush, says, Va'ayin Zvachim Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph, Ayin Sham Besugya Heitev. It seems like the Minchas Chinuch himself was Nisoyer, that this Gemara presents a problem, that the Pashtus of this Gemara is not Mashma like his Chiddush. But Al Kalpanim Rav Shach brings out that the raya from this Gemara, not like the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, is from the comparison to Musaf and Mincha, and therefore based on this Gemara, and based on the question that we mentioned before, that Rav Shach asks, that if the Drasha is only Lagabi the Zman, so what is our Heter Taka to bring the Karban Pesach after the Karban Tamid and be over the Aseh da Hashlama? That's why Rav Shach is Machria, that the Drasha of the Gemara is saying Kipshutoi, that the Karban Pesach is brought in actuality after the Karban Tamid shall be. The Gemara's maskana is like Rabbi Yochanan, that Ben Becerra was not machshir to bring the Karban Pesach by Arba Asar Shachris, but even though it can't be brought then as a Karban Pesach, Ben Becerra holds that it's not eligible to be brought Shaloi Lishmai B'Toyra Shlomim as well, because Hoylu Miktsasai Roy, since part of the day of Yudalit is Roy to be brought as a Karban Pesach, that's considered the Zman of Pesach, Lafuke being a good Hakrava of the Shlomim. Rabbi Avo asked the Kasha, Lefizeh, according to Ben Becerra, how do you have a Karban Pesach that's kosher? Whenever you're mafresh it, there should be a problem of dichuy. Because if you're mafresh it, you dial it in the morning, it's dachuy meikaroy. Because that's a time that it's not eligible to be brought as a shlamim or to be brought as a Karban Pesach. And if you're mafresh it may esmol, nire v'nidchu, as Rashi explains, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it wouldn't be a problem. Because it's always roi to be brought as a shlamim until the moment that it's roi to be brought as a Karban Pesach. But according to Ben Becerra, the way Rabbi Yochanan explains Ben Becerra, it's only eligible to be brought as a shlamim through the 13th day, but Arba Asar Shachris not, and it's only eligible to be brought as a Karban Pesach in the afternoon. So since that's a time where it's rejected from both hakravos, that should be a problem of dachoy, according to Ben Becerra, lefi the maskan of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Avo says, Tehela Acha Chatzos, the only way it will be kosher is if you're mafrish the Karban Pesach on Yud Dal Nisan la'acha Chatzos. Toisvis Dibur HaMaschil Haga is ma'oirer, that why does the Gemara say it's a problem of dichoy according to Rabbi Yochanan Bedas Ben Becerra? Why is it different than every Mechusar Kippurim? If you have a Zav or a Metzaira that has to bring a carbon at the end of his process of the Tara in order to be roi to eat kachim, so he's mafish the carbon. If he's mafish the carbon before the Zman that he's roi to bring that carbon a Mechusar Kippurim, so why is that not a problem of dichoy? L'chayr over here, we're saying that the reason that it's a problem, that it's dachuy meikaroy, is because the hafrasha was Erev Pesach in the morning, and there it's not roy yet to be brought as a Karban Pesach, and it's not roy to be brought as anything. By Mechusar Kippurim as well, if he's mafish the Karban before the day that he's eligible to bring the Karban, so then it's dachuy meikaroy. Why is that never a problem, and over here it's a problem? And Tosfos says that it's different because over there ain zmanoy ad sheyitar v'yitbol. It's not its zman yet. It didn't reach the zman of the hakrava, and therefore it's not a problem of dochi meikaroy. Dochi meikaroy is only when it reaches the zman of hakrava, and still for some side reason it's not eligible to be brought. That's a chisaron of dochi. Why over here is it considered that it's already higia the zman of hakrava? Because here it was higia zman shlamim. And Tosis is a little unclear, Saif kol Saif, what's the difference between our Gemara over here, the Pesach on Yud Dalid Nisan in the morning, and every Mechusar Kippurim? What does that mean that it's Higia the Zman of Shlamim? The Karen Oira is Ma'irer. Ein Chiluk Zeh move on. The Chiluk of Tosfos is not so understood. The Pesach Karev Shlamim, Gzeiros HaKosavu. That's a Gzeiros HaKosav that a Karban Pesach could be brought Shalai Bezmanai as a Shlamim. The Koidem Chatzais Lo Yamra Toira Shei Karev Shlamim. On Yud Dalid Nisan before Chatzais, it can't be brought as a Shlamim. The Ein Olav Elashem Pesach Lechu. So then, Cain, what's the difference between that and a Mechusar Kippurim? It's unclear exactly how Tosfos is mechalik between our case over here of the Karban Pesach on Yud Dal and Nisan Koidem Chatzos to a regular Mechusar Kippurim where we don't say that there's a problem of Dochui Meikaroi. However, in the Sefer Minchas Avram on Daf Ches Amid Beis, he brings that the Brisker Rav explained our Tosfos based on the Yesoid that we were Mayrich about earlier on Daf Ches, in the name of a number of the Achroinim, the Brisker Rav among them in the Chidushei Hagriz in Temura Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, where the Brisker Rav and a number of other Achroinim explain that the din of Moiser Pesach Karev Shlamim is not similar to the din of Moiser Asham Karev Oila. We have a case where a carbon was huktash to be an asham, but then it becomes a moisar asham. It's not eligible to be brought anymore as an asham, niskapru ba'aleha, or similar cases. So the halacha is that carbon transforms into an oila, and is has a din of kedushas oila, but over there beikir hekdesha izok the briskerav havirak hektish asham ela de ikadin de asham nasel oila. Sometimes the asham transforms into kedushas oila, but by a carbon pesach that we say meiser pesach kariv shlamim, the pshat is not that the carbon was originally hukdash l'shem pesach and now the pesach transforms into a shlamim. No, pesach beikir kedushasai paticha be kedushas shlamim. Licked in this carbon is a dual kedusha. There's a kedusha to be brought as a carbon pesach bismanoi, or as a carbon shlamim shaloi bismanoi. Both those kedushas rest in the carbon itself, may ikr kedusha asay. And the ikr din, of course, is to be brought bismanoi l'shem pesach, but if it's not brought bismanoi, that din that it's eligible shaloi bismanoi to be brought as a shlamim is part of the ikr kedusha. That's the aside of the briskerav, and we mentioned that Rab Leib Malin and Rav Aaron Kotler and a number of the other achroinim say this aside as well. If that's the case, brings the Minchas Avram in the name of the briskerav, that's the explanation in our Tosfos here on Daf Yud Beis. Because the difference between the regular Mechusse Kippurim, who's mafrish his carbon before the day that it's eligible to be brought as the carbon, and our case of the carbon Pesach, that's Hufrash, Yudal Nisan Koidim Chatzois, is because by a Mechusse Kippurim, it's Taka Lohi Giaz Manoi. The only din of Dochui, of rejection, is when it was eligible to be brought as a carbon Mitzad Dezman. And there's a Mitzad Acher, there's a reason that it's Dochui, that it's rejected from being eligible to be brought as a carbon. Masha'enkein, if it's lohi giaz manoi, that's not called dachui. But by the carbon pesach, on yudal and nisan koidem chatzois, it's not accurate to say that it's lohi giaz manoi yet. Because in the etzem kedushas carbon here, there's a dual hakdasha. There's a kedusha lagave pesach bizmanoi and l'shlamim shaloi bizmanoi. And if that's the case, even though over here it's adayin lo higia zman pesach, but it's always considered zman of shlamim, because the shlamim has no set zman. It's royal l'shlamim for the entire year. Yet on erev pesach, koidem chatzois, that's a time that Ben Becerra says that it's not royal l'shlamim. If that's the case, then that's dachui. But it's not that it's lo yigi azmanoi adayon, because the ikr kedusha of it had in it already a kedusha shlamim, so already had in its din to be brought shaloi bizmanoi as a shlamim. Had the understanding been that the carbon is originally hukdash l'shem pesach, and only afterwards shaloi bizmanoi it transforms into a shlamim, so now it's lo yigi azmanoi yet of pesach, then it would taka be similar to mechusse kippurim, and that's the keren oyer's kasha. But the briskerav says that over here it's not that afterwards a new kedusha develops in it, and that's the Kedusha Shlamim. No, in this original Kedusha of the carbon, you have in it a Kedusha L'Shlamim Shalai Bizmanoi. And still at this time, it's not Roy to be brought as any carbon, not even as a Shlamim. Therefore, that is considered rejected, it's considered Dochi Meikaroi, and therefore that would be a Psalm the carbon. The Chazon Ish in Tmura Simin Lamid Dalid Ois Aleph seems to explain our Tosfos this way as well, because the Chazon Ish there says the Yesod of the Briskerav and the other Achroinim to be Moisar Asham Oila Amra Torah Shetishave by Kedusha Chadasha. By Moisar Asham Oila, the gather is that the Torah says that it should be transformed to a new kedusha, to kedushas oila. Avol pesach paticha by kedusha shlamim mitchila. Pesach has in it the kedusha shlamim mitchila, the yisoid that we mentioned before. Zok techazinish ukeda aminon bizvachim daf yud beiz amar aleph. I da afreshei ha'idna dochui meikarahu. He brings the our Gemara that by a carbon pesach shachris, according to Ben Becerra, the way Rabbi Yochanan explains Ben Becerra, it's going to be considered dachui meikaroi. Uve toisvis sham deloidami lamechusa kipurim. Dahacha havizman shlamim. Alma deyesh boy mishum kedusha shlamim. That Tosfos explains that here it's already considered the Zman of Shlamim. So you see from our Gemara with Tosfos that it already has in it its Kedusha Shlamim. What did the Chazon Ish see from our Gemara and the Tosfos? It's obvious that he learned, like the Briskerav, that the explanation in Tosfos to answer the Keren Oira's Kasha of Ein Chiluk Zeh Muvon, the Havana and the Chiluk of Tosfos, is based on this Yesoi that there is already in it Kedusha Shlamim. And still it's not eligible to be brought as that Shlamim. That is therefore why it is considered Dochi Meikaroi. It's interesting that the Keren Oira here is bothered with the Taisvis and didn't say this pshat in the Chiluk of Taisvis, because we mentioned earlier on Daf Ches that the Stipler in Megillah and the Kehilas Yaakov in Megillah Simin Zayin says this Yesoi that the Brisker Rav says in order to answer Akasha of the Keren Oira himself on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. The Keren Oira has Akasha on a Yushalmi in Megillah based on his understanding that Moiser Pesach is transformed into a new Kedusha, Kedusha Shlamim, similar to Maisar Asham Oila. Ayin Sham in that Keren Oira, and in the Shia that we said on Daf Ches Amid Beis, but Al Kopanim, from that Kasha of the Keren Oira, we see that the Keren Oira Taka understood that the Kedusha Shlamim is something that the carbon is invested with only afterwards, after a Maisar Pesach, but not B'tchilas Hekdeshoi. So that's why the Keren Oira had that Kasha on the Yushalmi, that's why the Keren Oira over here is bothered, L'shitasoi, in the understanding of our Taisis. But if we say the Yesoid of the Brisker Rav, the Yesoid of these other Achrayim, that in B'tchilas Hekdeshoi of this Karban Pesach, it also is included in it the Kedusha of Shlamim, then we'll say that since on Yud Dalet Baboiker, it's not Roy to be brought as a Karban Shlamim or as a Karban Pesach, that has the din of Dochi Meikaroi, and it's not similar to a Mechusik Purim like Tosfos explains. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yochanan's Pshat in Ben Beseira, the Hafrasha of the Karban Pesach, in order to avoid the problem of Dichui, has to be Erev Pesach La'achar Chatzos, according to Rabbi Avo, or Mitzafra, according to Abaya that holds Ein Mechusar Zman L'boi Bayoim, or Afilu Teima Mei Urta, the night of the 14th, according to Rav Papa that says Laila Ein Mechusar Zman. The Turei Evan in Megillah, Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis, asks, how is it possible to say, like any of these Shitois, that the Hafrashas Karban Pesach is the night of the 14th, or the 14th in the morning, or the 14th in the afternoon? The Gemara in Psachim Daf Tzadi Vav Amid Aleph brings a drasha that the Karban Pesach requires Bikur Arba Yamim. It has to be inspected for 4 days before you shach the Karban. If that's the case, you have to be mafish the Karban at least 4 days in advance to designate which animal is going to be the Karban Pesach, and then you inspect it, you do the Bikur, and then 4 days later is going to be the Shechitas Karban Pesach. So how could it be a maskana in our Gemara that the Hafrasha of the Karban Pesach is so much later than that, the night of the 14th or the day of the 14th? L'chayre, it has to be a few days earlier in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Bikur Arba Yamim. It's kedai to be madgish that there's a big diun whether that din of Bikur is just le-mitzvah or is it actually le-ikuva. Toisvis in Sukkah daf mem beiz amid aleph is Mavur that he holds that the din of Bikur is actually Ma'akev. Tosis is discussing the Karban Tamid, but the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Hey, Ois Beis, explains that Tosis obviously holds that way by Karban Pesach as well, because the whole din of Bikur by a Karban Tamid is learnt out from the Psukim by Karban Pesach. So Al Kopanim, Tosfos holds that the din of Bikur is Ma'akev. The Turei Evan over there in Megillah Chof Tes Amid Beis assumes that the din is not Likuva, it's only Lemitzvah. And the Or Zerua in Hilchas Psachim, in Simen Reish Tes Zayin, and in Simen Reish Chof Ches, is Mesupik about this, and seems to come out that there's a Machloikas Tanoam about it, a Machloikas the Braisa and Sukh over there on Daf Mem Beis, against the Mishnah in Psachim, Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, Ayin Sham, but Al Kopanim, it's kedai to clarify that the question of the Turei Evan is even according to his own opinion that the din of Bikur is not Likuva, but still Saif Kol Saif, there is a mitzvah to be mevaker, to inspect the animal 4 days. How could one ever be mekayim that mitzvah if the hafrash of the Karban Pesach has to be no earlier than the night of the 14th of Nisan? How could you ever have the Bikur on that Karban for 4 days? This is the kasha of the Turei Evan in Megillah Daf Chof Tes. Zokta Turei Evan, I see mikoyach this kasha that the Bikur could be done on the animal before it is huktash. Before you're mafushit l'shem Karban Pesach, you could still be mekayim the mitzvah of Bikur, as long as you decide which animal you're going to be mafish for the Karban Pesach. So then you could keep that animal separate and inspect it for 4 days, and then be mafushit on the night of the 14th, or the morning of the 14th, or the afternoon of the 14th, each shito according to what he holds. But al kapanim, the Bikur of the Karban could be niskayim Zvachim even before you actually do the Hakdasha. And the Turei Yevin is Maisif that even though it's only Muchach to say this in the Shita of Ben Beseira, because according to Rabbi Yeshua, one could be Mafresh the carbon 4 days earlier. There's no problem of Dichoy, because for the entire time it'll be Roy to be brought as a Shlamim until it's Roy to be brought as a Pesach. But even so, the halacha that we prove from Ben Beseira is still true according to Rabbi Yeshua as well, that according to everybody, we don't find a machloikas in this aspect of whether the bikur could be done before the hafrasha or not. And if, according to Ben Beseira, it's muchach that the bikur could be done while the animal is still chulin, so there's no reason to assume that Rabbi Yeshua argues on that nekuda. It seems that the Me'iri in Psachim Dafzadi Vavam and Aleph has a shakla v'tarya about this chiddush of the Turei Yevin, because the Me'iri brings a mechilta in Parshas Boy that says that even though it says by Pesach Mitzrayim that you're supposed to take the carbon and be mafresh it be'asar lachodesh hazeh, the yikhu lahem, the kicha, the hafrasha of the carbon Pesach in Mitzrayim is supposed to be be'asar lachodesh hazeh on the 10th day of Nisan, that just means, says the mechilta, shaloi lahaktim, that you can't bring it early, you can't be mafresh it earlier. Avol la'acher rasho inar arba'asar. You could be mafresh it later. And the Me'iri asks, how could you explain the mechilta? How is it possible to be mafresh the carbon later? The habesugya zu and that sugya imsachim lamdu mizal atmidim sheteunin bikur kaidim shchita arba yamim. This serves as a source that there's a din of bikur. So how could the hafrasha be later? The Me'iri understands in his question that the bikur can only be done after the hafrashas hakarbon. So he asks, how is it possible to be mafresh the carbon pesach later than be'asal achodesh? Zok the Me'iri ve'efsher sheton she. It could be that the kicha could be later on. The hafrasha and the haktosh of the carbon could be on the 14th. But the beaker will start when you're noisein ein of boy, as soon as you look at it and decide which animal is going to be the carbon pesach. That's enough to start the process of the inspection of the beaker arba yamim. So according to the maskan of the Me'iri, he seems to say, like the Turei Yevin, in order to answer his kash on the mechilta, he's mechadish like the Turei Yevin, and he says it betoyer as ve'efsher, but that's what it seems is his answer to the question, that the din of beaker could even be while the animal is chulin. It's important to point out that the whole question and the whole discussion of the Bikur Arba Yamim according to Shitas Ben Beseira is all because the Turei Yevin assumes that a Karban Pesach, even Bizman Hazeh, in other words, even Ledoirois, has a din that it requires Bikur, at least Lemitzvah, Arba Yamim. However, the Rambam never brings down the din of Bikur by Karban Pesach, and the Michas Chinuch and Mitzvah Hei, Ois Beis, is Matmiya. Why the Rambam leaves out this halacha, he leaves it at Tzarechi and Gadol. But Reb Shia LaKutna, in his Sefer Yeshua Ismalkoi, in the part that has Chidushim on the Rambam, called Kiryas Arba, in the very beginning of Hilchas Karban Pesach, he says that the reason why the Rambam omitted this halacha is because the Rambam holds that that drasha that we mentioned from Psachim Dav Tzadi Vav that says that Pesach needs Bikur Arba Yomim is going specifically by Pesach Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, that Karban Pesach, that original Karban Pesach, needed Bikur Arba Yomim. But Pesach L'Doyres does not need Bikur Bechlal, there's no mitzvahs Bikur even, and therefore the Rambam doesn't bring that down. And in the Chidushei HaRashpa in Menachas Tav Mem Tesach Beis, he says so beferish. The Pesach Doyreis ain't a tzarech bikur. The holding of bikur is only Pesach Mitzrayim, not in Pesach Doyreis. If that's the case, the whole kasha of the Turei Yevin on Ben Beseira doesn't start off, because the whole kasha is based on the fact that you need a bikur for Arba Yamin by the Karban Pesach L'Doyreis. But if you do not need a bikur, then the Hafrasha Kataka be on Lel Yodalid or Yom Yodalid. Even if we were to assume that the din of bikur can only be Niskayim once the animal is already Huktash, but over here, by a Karban Pesach L'Doyreis, there isn't a din bikur Bechlal. Einachanami, by a Karban Tamid, which does require bikur, the Hafrasha is going to have to be 4 days in advance, and then you'll do the bikur. Possibly. We don't have to say like the Turei Yevin's chiddush anymore. But the din of Pesach L'Doyreis doesn't need bikur b'chlal, and that's why the Gemara could say that according to Ben Beseira, the hafrasha is going to be on Lel Yudalid or on Yom Yudalid. By Pesach Mitzrayim itself, there was never a question of Dichui, as is Mashma and the Mitzvah Eson over here in the Sugya. Pesach Mitzrayim, that was his din, to take it, Mekhoi Miba Asar, you take him Miba Asar, and then you bring it on Yoim Yudalad Nisan in Mitzrayim. That there was never a discussion of Dichui. The whole Gemara discussed it, Lagabe Pesach Doirois. And Lagabe Pesach Doirois, if there is no din of Bikur Bechlal, so then the Gemara could say that the Hafrasha would have to be on Erev Pesach on Yudalad. It's Kedai to be madgish, though, that the Meiri's discussion, which revolves around the Mechilta, which is talking about Pesach Mitzrayim, that would still be intact. The Meiri has a question, how is it possible to be mafresh it later? L'chayra, there is a din of Bikur, and the Meiri Taka proves that it's possible to do a Bikur even before the Hafrasha. So that Raya from the Mechilta still remains, but the Turei Evans Raya, that it's possible to do Bikur before the Hafrasha, Mikoyach his Kasha and Ben Beseira, that's only if we assume that there's a din of Bikur L'doirois by the Karban Pesach. However, if you say like the Rashba and Menachas Memtes, and possibly the Shita Sarambam, that Pesach L'doirois does not require a Bikur Bechlal, it doesn't even have a mitzvah of Bikur Arba Yamim, then it's okay that the Gemara could say that the Hafrasha of the Karban Pesach, according to Ben Beseira, would be on Lel Yudalad or on Yoim Yudalad, and there would be no problem mitzad the fact that you have to be Mevaker the Karban for 4 days. The Gemara brings the Memra of Rabbi Afturiki, that he asked the Stira, the Pasuk in Parshas Emor says, V'hoya shivas yomim tachas imoy, it's mashma that on the Leil Shmini, it's not Mechusar Zman, yet the next words are, Uv miyoyim hashmini v'holo yeirotze, it's mashma that only miyoyim hashmini, but laila loichazi. And Rabbi Afturiki came to the Maskana that laila l'kedusha v'yoyim laharza, you need the Yoim Hashmini in order to actually bring it as a carbon, but the Laila, the Leil Shmini, is already Roy to be Makdish the carbon, and it's not considered Mechusar Zman. Lagabi that din, that it's Mavur, that a Haktosh of the carbon can't be Chal before the Leil Shmini, Toisvis, Dibur Hamascha Laila LeKedusha, asks in the name of Harav Rabbi Yosef, that the Gemara in Tmura Daf Yud is Mashma, that it could be chal kedusha on an ubar b'mei imoy, even before the animal is born, it's possible for the kedusha to be chal. How could that be? L'chayra, it should be no better than a mechusar zman. The lashon of Tosfos is bein lebar pada, bein lereb Yochanan. And the Tzayin Kachim is bothered because the Gemara there in Tmura actually says that it's a machloikas, that according to Bar Pada, the Kedusha is not chal on an Ubar b'mei imoy. But the Pshat in the Tosfos is explained by the Taras HaKodesh over here, because the Taras HaKodesh brings that the Gemara in Tmura Daf Yud Aleph comes to a maskana that Bar Pada only argues by an animal that's a tam b'mei e balas mum. This ubar is in the stomach of a balas mum. But tam b'mei tmima, if this animal that's a tam is in the stomach of its mother that's a tmima, that's not a balas mum, even Bar Pada agrees that kedusha could be chal on it. And Tosis Taka says that lashon, the tam b'mei tmima kadosh, and that's what Tosis means, bein lebar pada, bein lerab yoichanan. But al kolpanim, Tosis asks that over there it's mavur l'kuli alma, that there is a case that the kedusha could be chal on an ubar, and over here we're saying that kedusha can't be chal before the Leil Shmini. So the Taras HaKodesh brings that Tosfos later on Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amid Beis, Dibur HaMaschel Heter, says he is Soy that would answer this Kasha. And that's because Tosfos says over there that even though there is an Isser L'chatchila to be Makdish, an animal Mechusar Zman, still, Im Hikdisham Toich Zmanam Kedoshim. B'dieved, if you are Makdish it Toich Zmanam, then it will be Kadosh. Ela da'avar iser. It's just that it's an iser. The Rachmana Amar miyoyim hashmini in hakoydem l'chein loy. Since the Torah says miyoyim hashmini, there's an iser asay to be makdishit mechusar zman. But b'diavad, if you are, then it's kadosh. And Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyan Ashas later on Kuf Yudalad Amid Beis is mitzayin that the source of Tosis is from a Gemara in Yuma Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis, because the Gemara says there minayin shelo yakdishenu mechusar zman. How do we know that there's an iser to be makdish an animal mechusar zman? Talmud loymar korban, and that's the pasuk in Parshas Emor that says uvayoyim hashmini umiyoyim hashmini vahala yeirotze lekorban. And Rashi and Yuma over there explains umishas hekdeshoi kari korban. It's considered a korban b'shas hekdeshoi. So if there's an issur to make it a korban before the yoyim hashmini, meaning from the yoyim hashvi and earlier, then that's an issur asay. And memela One is over that if he tries to be makdashit. But b'di'evet, if he is makdashit, the hektish is chal. So the Taras HaKodesh says, based on Taisus on Kuf Yudalad Amid Beis, that would be an answer to our Taisus' kash over here, that Taisus leaves shver. Because Taisus over here asked, that over here it's mashma, that the Kedusha can't be chal, before the, when it's mechusar's man, and in Tmura, it's mashma that it could be chal. The answer is, our Gemara doesn't mean that it can't be chal. Our Gemara just means that there's an isser to be makdashit when it's mechusar's man. But b'di'evet, it is chal, so the Gemara in Tmura is correct to say, bein lebar poda, bein lerab yoichanan, when an animal, is, when the kedusha could be chal, uber b'mei imoy, einachanami lechatchila, there would be an isser, but b'di'evet, it would be chal. That's the shita of Toises later on, and afkuf yodalad amid beis, and Toises in Tmura Daf Yud Tesam in Beis Dibur Hamaschil Af Mechusas Man says the same thing, that even though there's an Isser to be Makdash at Mechusas Man, but B'di'evet it is Chal. But from our Toises that asks the Kasha and does not suggest this Teretz, it's Mavur that Toises holds that when it says in our Gemara that Laila Lekedusha, that before the Lel Shemini you can't be Makdash it, it's not merely an Isser to be Makdash it, but it's actually saying that Kedusha can't be Chal on a carbon that's Mechusas Man. And that's the opinion of Rashi in Bechoyres as well, Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis, Dibur Hamaschel Leilif, Rashi says, Ein Kedusha Chola Alehen, there is no Kedusha Chal on a Mechusar's man. And in the Shita Mekubetzes by us in Oisches, it's Mavur that Toises' Kasha is based on that understanding. The Shita Mekubetzes says as well, Avol Koidem Lel Shmini Einoi Kadosh, it's not Chal the Kedusha before the Lel Shmini. And then the Shita goes ahead to ask Toises' Kasha, V'teima, Da'aminam B'tmura Du'ubar Kadosh B'mei Imoi, meaning Toises' Kasha follows that assumption that when our Gemara says that you need the Lel Shmini L'Kedusha, that means that before that Kedusha is not Chal B'chlal. But if you hold like Toises on Kuf Yudalad and Toises in Tmura Yutes, that B'di'evet it is Chal, that would be an answer to Toises' Kasha by us. Toises in Tmura, Daf Yura Midbeis, Dibur Hamaschel Va'azda, asks from a different Gemara, the Gemara in Tmura, Daf Chavdalad Amidbeis, that's Mevur, that a Kedusha could be Chal on a Bechor, Mechusar's man, that B'meye Imoy, it's Mevur, that it's possible to have Kedusha of a Bechor, and there it's Mevur, the Afilu Lechatchila Matzi Makdishle. A person can make a Hakdasha on a Bechor, Mechusar's man, on a Bechor, B'meye Imoy. And Toises is asking that over here it's Mevur that Kedusha can't be Chal by Mechusar's man, and over there it's Mevur not only that it could be Chal, but even that Lechatchila you could be Makdish it. In the Shita Mekubetzes in Tmura Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis Ois Lamed Hei, and in the Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Reish Tzadi Gimel Ois Tes, it's Mevur that that Toises in Tmura is coming Lafuke the Teretz that we just mentioned before from Toises on Kuf Yudalid and Toises in Tmura Yud Tes, because Toises is asking from a Gemara that's Mevur Da Afilu Lechatchila Matzi Makdish Lei. So for this, it doesn't help the answer based on the Toises on Kuf Yudalad, because Toises later on just says that the din of our Gemara is an Isser Lechatchila, but B'di'evet it could be Chal. But that doesn't help if you find a different Gemara that says that you could Lechatchila be Makdashid. That should Lechayra contradict our Gemara. Our Gemara is at least saying that there's an Isser to be Makdashid, Koidem Lel Shmini. So how could the Gemara in Tmura Daf Chof Dalad Amid Beis say that Lechatchila you could be Makdashid B'char B'mei Imoy? To that kasha, Toises in Tmura Daf Yura Amid Beis says that you have to answer that an ubar before the baby is born is different. That's not called Mechusar's man. And the Shita Mekubetzes over here in Ois Lamed Aleph says the same answer. That Gemara in Tmura Chav Dalad Amid Beis is talking about an ubar. And that's the sugya of Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan as well is talking about an ubar b'mei imoy. There is no status of Mechusar's man. Only once the Vlad is born, Mishosh and Noilad, until the Leil Shmini, that's when it has the status of Mechusar's man. And the Hesber in this is said over there in the Shita Mekubetzes in Tmura, Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis, where he says, "Du'uber shelo yotza la'avira oilam loy havi bar hakrova v'loy chala lov shum Mechusar's man." The shame Mechusar's man, the title of Mechusar's man, is not chal on the animal if it's not a bar hakrava b'metzias. It's not born yet. It's not yotza la'avara oilam. But when it's noilad, then bar hakravahu, then b'metzias you could be makrivit. V'rachmona dachye, and the Torah says that you can't bring it until the Leil Shmini. So b'meila, that's when it has the status of mechusar's man. Al kopanim, then, according to that teretz, so then we have a new teretz to Tosis is kasha by us. Not that b'di'evet it's chal. That's not good enough. We're showing from Gemara's that lechatchila you're allowed to be makdashit. The answer is that when we're talking about ubarim, when we're talking about a vlad b'mei imoy, then that doesn't have a status of mechusar zman b'chlal. And our Gemara that says laila lekedusha means from the shas leda until the lel shmini, then it has a status of mechusar zman. And the shita mekubetzes by us in ois ches, in his second teretz, says this yisoid as well, and he's moisif that we learn that out from the Lashon HaPasuk over there in Parshas Emor, when it says ki yivoleid. So by the mchisaron of mechusar zman, it mentions the word ki yivoleid, alma beleida talya milsi. You see that it's tali on leida. But before leida, when the baby is still in uber b'mei imoy, it does not get the title of mechusar zman, and therefore there is no iser to be makdish, the animal, when it's still b'mei imoy. The Gemara brings that Reb Zeira says that we see from Reb Yochanan that he holds Balei Chayim Nidchim, that an animal, even when it's alive, is still subject to the klal of Dichui. And the Gemara says we see that from another member of Reb Yochanan, because he says Behemo Shel Shnei Shutfin, if Reuven and Shimon own an animal and Beshutfis, and Reuven is Makdish Chetzia, and then he buys the other half from Shimon and is Makdish the second half as well, Kedoisha Ve'eno Kreva, and the reason why it's Eino Kreva is because when it was Huktash, originally the first half of it, it was not Roy, and therefore now, even if the entire animal is Huktash, still it's not going to be able to be Nikrav because of the Klal of Dichui. The Gemara says that from that member of Rabbi Yochanan, we also see that Rabbi Yochanan holds Yesh Dichui B'damim, which means even though the Kedusha is a Kedusha's Damim, still we have the Klal of Dichui. Rabbi Chaim Oizer in the Achiezer, Chela Gimel, Simen Nun Vav, writes a letter to the Briskerov, where he explains that this Gemara that says, Shema Mino Yesh Dichui B'damim, is because the Behema, when it was Huktash, Al Yedei Ruvain, the first half of the animal, there was not a Kedushas Haguf Chal on the animal, since it was only half of the animal was Kadosh, and therefore it's Mamish Kedushas Damim, like the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, Yesh Dichui B'damim, that we're talking about Kedushas Damim Mamish. However, the Briskerov argued on Rav Chaim Oizer, and the Briskerov's letter is printed in the Chidushe Maran Riz HaLevi in the Mechtavim at the end of the Sefer on page Ayin Ches, the letter that he writes back to Rav Chaim Oizer, and he writes that La'olam, over here, when the Gemara says Yesh Dichui B'damim, it doesn't mean that the Kedusha that's Chal on the first half of the animal B'shaitoi was a Kedusha's Damim Mamish. Avadah is Chal on it a Kedusha's Haguf. And if you want to sell the animal, it has to be tira acha testoy. If you have to let it graze till it gets a mum before you're able to sell it. Just like any animal that has a kedusha saguf, it can't stam be sold. It needs to get a mum first, and then it'll be able to be sold. All our Gemara means when our Gemara says yesh dichui bedamim is that we see from this memra that there's a klal of dichui, even though the kedusha was not a kedusha lahakrava. The Briskerov says, even within Kedushas Haguf, there are two levels. The simple Kedushas Haguf is Kedushas Haguf lahakrava, that the guf of the animal is Kadosh, and it's going to be brought on the Mizbeach. But sometimes the animal is not eligible to be brought on the Mizbeach. For example, this animal, which is only half of it, is Kadosh, since it was Huktash, they only one of the partners. So since it's Eina Kreva, that's a Chiddush that there is Dichui, and that's what our Gemara calls Yesh Dichui B'damim. It's a looser terminology of Yesh Dichui B'damim. Avada is Kedushas HaGuf Chal over here, but it's not Kedushas HaKrava, it's not Kedusha that's Roi to be Nikrav on the Mizbeach, and therefore the Gemara says, Shema Mina Yesh Dichui B'damim. The Briskerov brings a mucker to the Etzem Musig, that even in Kedushas HaGuf, it's possible to have a Kedusha that's not a Kedushas HaGuf LaHakrava. From the Gemara later on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis and on Daf Pei Hey Amid Beis, the Gemara brings the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that by Bali Mumin, if a person is Makdish Bali Mumin, the halacha is Im Alu Lo Yerdu, that if it went on the Mizbeach, it's Lo Yerdu, but that's only if the Mum came after the Hakdasha. But if the Mum came before the Hakdasha, the Gemara says that then it's a Kedushas Damim, and Rabbi Akiva is Moide that Im Alu Yerdu, even if it goes on the Mizbeach, you have to take it down. Zakh the Gemara later on Daf Lamed Hey that if you have a carbon oila, which is an akeva, which is of course possible to be an oila is zachar tamim yakrivenu, it has to be a male. But if a person is mafish an oilas nekeva, Rabbi Akiva is moide that him also teireid. Even if it goes on the mizbeach, it has to be yoireid. And why is that? The Gemara says because it's as if there was a mum that preceded the hekdish. Because the fact that it was an akeva preceded the hekdish, and therefore commanded kada muma lehekdesha, and therefore I'm also teirid. So Frekta Briskarov, how could the Gemara compare that to an animal that was a Baal Mum before its Hakdasha? The Mishnah in Tumura Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis says clearly that an Oilas Nekeva has Kedusha Saguf, because what says that when you have to sell it, it says Tira Ache Tistoiv. It needs to graze first and get a Mum. So obviously that shows me that there is Kedusha Saguf. So how could the Gemara compare it to a Baal Mum, Koidem HaHektish, where the Baal Mum doesn't even get Kedusha Saguf Bechlal, it's Kedusha Damim? Says the Briskerov, you see from that Gemara that the Gemara holds that there's a concept of a Kedushas Haguf that is treated like a Kedushas Damim, and that's a Kedushas Haguf She'ein Oila Hakrava, like an Oilas Nekeva. Even if it is invested with a Kedushas Haguf, L'mayin Afkamino, that it's Tira Acha Tistoiv, it needs to graze till it gets a mum before you could actually sell it, but still that's called that it's compared to an animal that had a mum beforehand because its Kedusha was a Kedusha She'ein Oila Hakrava. And the Etzem Yisoid, we find there already in the Karen Oira, later on Daf Pei Hei Amid Beis, where he says that even though the Gemara compares Oilas Nekeva to a Balas Mum, it's not exactly the same. The Hasam by the Balas Mum, Loi Chala Alav Kedusha Saguf Klal. There's no Kedusha Saguf at all. V'hocha Ba'oilas Nekeva, Chala Alav Kedusha Saguf. There is Kedusha Saguf, Kedi Isa B'tmura Yudchas, like it's Mevur in Tmura, that it's Tira Achet Istoiv. But Mikol Mokim Kivan Dimitchilasa Loi Chazia LeMizbeach, Lav Kotche Mizbeach. Since it's not roi lemizbeach in oilas nekeva, so it's not kotche mizbeach. So that's what the Briskerov coins that expression, that if it's kedushas haguf and not kotche mizbeach, that means it doesn't have kedushas hakrava, and that in our Gemara is referred to as kedushas damim, yesh dichui bedamim. But avada there is kedushas haguf, according to the Briskerov. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovitz Shiurim in Kedushin Dav Zayin Amid Beis in Simen Ayin Aleph learns like the Briskerov as well, that when the Gemara says about this case gufa of Shma Mino Yesh Dichui Bedamim, the Gemara doesn't mean real Kedushas Damim, it means Kedushas Haguf that doesn't have Kedushas Hakrava. And similarly the Chazainish in Bechayreis Simen Yud Ches Ois Yud Ches, and the Stipler in Kedushin in the Kehilas Yaakov Simen Yud Dalid Ois Beis, they all learn like the Briskerov. Rabbi Chanan, the Chazainish, and the Stipler all learn like the Briskerov, that when it says here Shma Mino Yesh Dichui Bedamim, it doesn't really mean Dichui Bedamim Mamish, because Avadet has Kedushas Haguf, just Kedushas Haguf She'en Ela Akrava. On the other hand, the number of the Gedolei Achrayim learn like Reb Chaim Oizer, that the Gemara says Yesh Dichui Bedamim, and it means Kedushas Damim Mamish. The Shar HaMelech in Hilchas Karban Pesach learns like this in Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet, and the Avnei Miluim in Simen Lamed Aleph Sivkaton Chav Beis, they understand that this Kedushas Damim Mamish. Interestingly, Rabbi Chanan and the Stipler bring a raya to their yisoid, to the yisoid of the Briskerov, that over here there is Kedushas Haguf, and not just regular Kedushas Damim, because it says in the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan says, Kedusha ve'ena kreva ve'oisa tmura, and it's possible to make a tmura with this animal. We know that tmura is only possible by Kedushas Haguf, not by Kedushas Damim. That's the Mishnah in Bechayres Dav Yud Dalet, that by Kada Mumay Lehekdeshoi, which only has a Kedushas Damim, as we said before, Eino Yoise Tmura. It doesn't make a Tmura. The whole din of Tmura is only by an animal that has Kedushas Haguf. And if it says here that this animal has a Tmura, Oise Tmura, that should Lechayra be a Raya, that there is a Kedushas Haguf. And when the Gemara says Shmami no Yeshdichui Bedamim, it just means a Kedusha that's not a Kedushas Hakrava. However, the Mikdash David, in the part of the Sefer called the Kuntres, in Simen Aleph, Ois Gimel, assumes like Reb Chaim Oizer, and like the Pashtos, that Yesh Dichui Bedamim means Kedushas Damim Mamish, and he says that that Raya of Oisa Tmura is not a Raya Bechlal, because of course, after Ruvein, the Shutef, who was Makdish his half, goes and purchases the other half, and then is Makdish the second half as well, of course, then it gets a Kedushas Haguf. As we see that it would have been ro'i la'akrava if not for the din of dichui. And that's why it says that it's oisa tmura. Because at that point, of course, there's kedushas haguf. But the dion that we have to don about is when he's makdish the first half. Originally, was that kedusha merely a kedushas damin? Or was that a kedusha saguf she'ena lahakrava? And that's the machloikas between Rabbi Chaim Oizer and the Brisker Rav. Zokta Mikdash David, from that we have no raya. At that point, it doesn't say oisa tmura, ena chanami. At that point, you wouldn't be able to make a tmura, according to Rabbi Chaim Oizer, because it's kedushas dam and mamish. Only at the end, when you're makdish the second half of the animal, then the animal gets kedusha saguf. And it would have been Roi Lahakrava if not for the klal of Dichui, then is where, that's where the Gemara says that it's Oisa Tmura. And the Mikdash David adds that if anything, we have a Raya Fakert from the Rambam and Hilchas Tmura, Perek Aleph Halacha Yutes, because the Rambam says a behema that's Chetzio Kodesh and Chetzio Chol ain't Oisa Tmura. Itaka does not make a tmura. And what's the case of the Rambam? Of an animal that's chetzi kodesh and chetzi chol. L'chayr, if someone is makdish a half an animal, so the halacha is that pashta kedusha bekula. The only time that we don't say pashta kedusha bekula is by a behema shel shnei shutfin, that the one who's makdish half doesn't have the power to be makdish the other half. So the Rambam seemingly talking about our case mamish of a behema shel shnei shutfin, and Ruvain was makdish chetzi, and at that stage it's chetzi kodesh. The Rambam says, "Ein oisa tmura." I, our Gemara says, "Oisa tmura." Zok to Mikdash David, "Hein advarim." It's oisa tmura only after he purchases the second half and completes his akdasha on the second half of the animal. But at the first stage, when he's makdish only the first half of the animal, then there is no din of oisa tmura because that there is a kedushas damim. Reb Chaim Oizer in the Achiezer over there is medayik from the Lashon of Rashi in Kedushin Dav Zayin Amid Beis, like his understanding that it's a Kedushas Dame Mamish. Because Rashi says, Dimitchila loy hikdisha ela lidameha, shetimacher viyikachu dimei chetzia. So Rashi just says shatimacha, that it should be sold. Rashi doesn't say tira ad shetistoiv, that it has to graze until it gets a mum. It's mashna from Rashi that when the person was makdish half the animal, it is eligible to be sold even without getting a mum. It must be because there's kedushas damim mamish. The Brisker Rav in his response in his letter says that he doesn't see a raya from Rashi. Rashi is not coming to discuss the point of whether you need to be tira achet istoyev or not. Rashi's point is that it's not roi to be brought on the mizbeach, and therefore Rashi mentions that it has to be sold. But einichanami, it would have to be tira achet istoyev. But I found that the Nasivus in the Torah's Gittin, in Masechta Gittin, Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, says like Reb Chaim Oizer, that from the words of Rashi in Kedushin, it's mashma ktsas de einoi tzarech shetira. It's mashma from the Lashon of Rashi that you don't have to be roi achet istoyev. Rak shem moichrin oisam miyad beloi mum. So the Nesivus is medayik from the Lashon of Rashi that he holds like Reb Chaim Oizer's way to learn, which is that it's a Kedushas Damim Mamish. One should not make the mistake to bring a Raya from Rashi by us in our Sugya and Zvachim, not that way. Because Rashi says by us that Vitire V'loichin B'dameh Acheres, Rashi Dibra Amasl V'eino Krevo says that it has to be Raya, it has to graze until it gets a Mum. V'loichin B'dameh Acheres. So L'chayr, you see from Rashi that it is Chal on it a Kedushas Guf, but the answer is like the Mikdash David just explained, that's talking about after the Shutif bought it and was Makdish the second half. Of course, at that point, it gets a Kedusha Saguf. That's what the Gemara says, Va'isa Tmura. It makes a Tmura. And it would have been Roy Lahakrava, Ilmali, the din of Dichui. So that's where Rashi says, Vitira. When you want to sell it at that point, since it's Ainu Kreva, Avad, it has to graze till it gets a Mum. But the Stimus Lashon Rashi in Kedushin is Mashma, that until that point, when the first Shutif was Makdish his half, and the Gemara said on that, Yesh Dichui Bedamim, then that sale would not require a Tira Achet Istoiv, because from Rashi it seems that he holds like Reb Chaim Oizer, like the Shara Melech and the Avni Miluim understood, which is that when it says Shmami no Yesh Dichui Bedamim, it doesn't merely mean a Kedusha that is not Roy Lahakrava on the Mizbeach, but it actually means Kedusha's Damim Mamish, and that's why the Gemara says the expression Shmami no Yesh Dichui Bedamim. The Gemara on Amid Beis discusses various cases of dichui according to Rabbi Yochanan. The first one, if a person ate chelev and then was mafresh a carbon and then vehemir das, he became a mumar and then he was chayzer boy. The halacha is, hoyel v'nitcha yidoche. even though it was always biyadoi to do tshuva, but since at the time of his state of a mumar, he was not eligible to bring a carbon, like the Gemara in Chulin Dafei Amid Beis Darshins Me'am Ha'aretz Prat Lemumar, therefore there's a din of dichui. And similarly, when someone, after being mafresh a carbon on Chelev, he becomes a shaita, even though it was Memela Itchi, still, since at the time of being a shaita, he was not eligible to bring a carbon, because you need das to bring a carbon, like the Gemara says in Erchin Daf Chaf Aleph, therefore, there is a klal of dichui. But the Gemara says, what about Rabbi Yirmiyah has a shaila? What about Achal Chelev Hifrish Carbon? And then afterwards, Bezdin Paskins mistakenly that Chelev is mutter. And then afterwards, a short while later, they realize their mistake for Chazu Behen. Do we say that such a case is dichui or not? And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan was pasach with that case. That case is surely dichui, because it's not just the case that the gavra was nidche, like the case of mumar and the case of shaita. Here it was a case where the karbin nami idchi. And Rashi explains, because during that state where Bezdin is paskening that chelev is mutter, if someone were to listen to Bezdin and eat chelev, the halacha is that he would not be chayiv to bring a carbon. As the Gemara says in Horiyas Daf Beis Amid Beis, Yachid She'asa Bahiraz Bezdin Pater. Therefore, that is considered that the carbon nami idchi, and that would have the din of dichui. The Sfasemis and the Rashash are Ma'irer. Why does Rashi say that the dichui is because at that time, if someone would do the Achilas Chelev during the Tkufa that Bezdin is paskening the Chelev is mutter, he would not be chayiv a carbon. Why don't we say that this carbon gufa, that this yid was mafrish, he was not eligible to bring it during that Tkufa that Bezdin paskened the Chelev is mutter? They would not allow him to bring this carbon. So isn't it a better pshat, a better dichui, to say that this carbon itself is dichui? Not just that this Torah's carbon is nitcha mi Yisrael, but the Rashash explains that Rashi doesn't say that, because since afterwards Bezdin realized that they were making a mistake, and Chelev was really Asr the entire time, it turns out, Dichui Betos Hava. That was a Dichui Betos, because it's a Gloi Milsa Lamafreya, the Lav Dachui Hava. We realize now that really the entire time he could have brought his carbon. We were just going to mistakenly paskin that he shouldn't bring his carbon. So therefore that Dichui Betos is not called a Dichui, because Be'etzem he was Roi the entire time to bring a carbon. But Rashi says no, that the Dichui is the Ilu Avar Hashta Lav Bar Karbonu, and that's a real dichui. That's not a dichui betos, because Lamaisa, even after Bezdin was chayzer by, but if someone did the Avera at the time that Bezdin paskened that Chelev was mutter, then even now he would not be mechayev to bring his carbon, because he was Yachid Sha'asa by Rez the Bezdin, which will be Pater. According to Rashi, it comes out a very novel pshat in dichui, a new type of yisoid of dichui. Until now, we're talking about that the heftz of the carbon was dachui, that you're not able to bring that carbon for a certain time. Now we're talking about a case where the carbon be'etzem is considered ro'i the entire time. Because even though there was a tkufa where he wouldn't have been able to bring it, but it's nizgala now that that's a tos. But this is a new type of dichui that nitche toiras chata zois mi Yisrael. There was a time that if someone were to theoretically do the avera then, Bezdin would have paskened that he didn't have to bring a carbon, and Hitaka would not have to bring a carbon had he done the Aveira then. Memela, this is a new type of dichui with his Torah's Chata Zois Nidche Mi Yisrael, and that was the Shail of Rabbi Yirmiyah, if there is such a dichui, and the Gemara's Maskana is that there is, because that's called that the carbon Nami Itchi. Toisvis Dibur HaMaschil Hocha, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, says that in the case of Hayru Bezdin, Shechelev Mutter, that's a bigger chiddush that we say dichui. Di iloi dihitiru Bezdin hayakarev. If not for Bezdin's mistake, it would have been nikrav. V'nimtza shaloi hayadichui ella ayadei ta'usai. It was only a dichui betaus. It's mevur in Toisvis, that Toisvis in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, Taka learns the pshat that the Sfasemis and the Rashash wanted to explain, that the dichui is because this carbon gufa is not going to be able to be brought at the time that Bezdin is passed that it's Chelev is mutter, and even though now it's Nizgala that it's a Taos, but that goof was the Chiddush, that since at that time he wouldn't have brought the carbon, that is called Dichui. And the Shita Mikubetzes in Ois Beis says in the name of Talmidei Rabbeinu Peretz, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, this that Rabbi Yochanan was Pasach with this Dichui, is not because it was a Pasha to Dichui, but Adarabba, Lefisha Hoya Toivsei Lechiddush Tvei, since this was a greater Chiddush, Shehu Dichui Garua Yoisei Mishar Dichuyin, it's less of a level of Dichui, because it is, after all, call a dichoy betos, because now it's a gloy milsa that really he should have been able to bring the carbon the entire time. Still, that's considered a dichoy, and that's the machloikis Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam how to learn pshat in this Gemara. The Rambam in Hilchos Shgagos, Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, paskins in the first two cases of the Gemara, where the person became a mumar or became a shaita, that there is no dichoy. Af al pisha nidcha carbon beintayim harei chazar venire. It is chayzer venire, and the person could bring the carbon. She'ein bali chayim nidachin, because the Rambam paskins that bali chayim cannot be nidcha. And the Kesef Mishnah says that this is the Rambam l'shitasai, because the Rambam paskins in Maisa HaKorbanos, Perek Tezvav Halacha Dalid, and in Hilchas Psulei HaMuktashim, Perek Gimel Halacha Chav Gimel, She'ein Bali Chayim Nidachin. So if the Rambam paskins that Ein Bali Chayim Nidchin, so Avada, in these cases, there's not going to be a klal of Dichuy. Rabbi Yochanan said that there is Dichuy, because he held, Shema Mino Bali Chayim Nidchin. He held that there is Bali Dichuy by Bali Chayim. The Rambam holds Dichuy is only after Shechita, but not by Bali Chayim. Memela, in the first two cases, he paskins that there is no dichui. The third case, the case where he was ochal chaylev v'hifrish carbon, and then bezdin paskin shechaylev mutter, that the Rambam doesn't bring down at all. And the Chayknosan over here wonders why the Rambam leaves that out. Avada la halacha, the Rambam would hold that there's no teiras dichui in that case, because ain bale chayim nidchim. And this is a case of dichui b'bale chayim. But just like the Rambam brought the first two cases of the Gemara, he should have brought the third case of the Gemara. Why did the Rambam leave it out totally? So the Chayknosan says a gavaldig pshat, that the only reason that this is considered dichui, according to the Pirish Rashi, is because during that time that Bezdin was paskening the chel of his mutter, if someone were to do the Avera then, he would be potter. Why would he be potter? Because it says in Hayriyas Dav Beis, Yachid Sha'asa Bo'eras Bezdin potter. Says the Chayknosan, the Rambam understood the Gemara exactly like Rashi. But the Rambam holds, like the Chachamim, that Yochid Sha'asa Bohiraz Bezdin Chayev. The Gemara in Hayriyas Dav Beis and Mebeis brings a machlaikis about it. Rabbi Yehuda holds, like Rashi says by us, that Yochid Sha'asa Bohiraz Bezdin Pater. But the Chachamim hold Yochid Sha'asa Bohiraz Bezdin Chayev. And the Rambam later in Hilchos Shgagos, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Aleph, paskins like the Chachamim. If that's the case, if the Rambam learns our Gemara like Rashi, so that the only reason that Rabbi Yochanan considered such a thing dichui is because he held like Rabbi Yehuda, that Yochid Sha'asa Bo'eras Bezdin Pater. Therefore, there was a time that if the person would have done the Avera then, he would be Pater. That's called that it's dichui. But the Rambam passing like the Chachamim, Memela, it comes out that even if someone would have eaten Chelev at the time that Bezdin decided that Chelev was Mutter, still now that it's Nizgala, not that way, now that in Ziskalat they made a mistake, he'd be chayiv a carbon. Yochid Sha'asa Bo'eras Bezdin chayiv. If that's the case, that's not a dichui b'chlal. Memela, the Rambam didn't even bring down that case. The Rambam brought down cases of dichui, mumar and shaita, and had to paskin that there's no dichui because ain't bali chayim nidchim. But in the case of Hoyru Bezdin, the chaylev is mutter, that's not even a case of dichui b'chlal. Because the only way it is dichui is based on Rashi's pshat that Yochid Sha'asa Bo'eras Bezdin potter. But the Rambam l'shitasa that holds Yochid Sha'asa Bo'eras Bezdin Chayev, this is not even considered a case of Dichoy, and therefore the Rambam didn't bring down this case, Bechlal.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.